This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a box has just arrived.
Yeah.
Now, someone has opened it on my behalf. I don't know what it is. Am I allowed to say what it is? Okay.
I couldn't see in it.
The one who doesn't speak actually spoke then.
Oh, now he's put his hand over his mouth in shock.
Now, this is a pink box.
Mm-hmm. Nice black ribbon on it.
Yeah. Bow.
What's the card say?
Can you handle the Hoff?
Right.
D. Hasselhoff, kiss, kiss.
Okay.
Now, remember, he's already sent me flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this? This has literally just arrived.
Oh. Some black tissue paper, what is it?
I was expecting chocolates.
Is there anything you want to tell me? What is going on?
Okay, listen to this.
Yeah.
This is from you or something, isn't it?
No, it really isn't from me. No, I have no idea what's going on, seriously.
They're very furry, aren't they?
Yeah, do you want to say what they are?
They are... I'm quite shocked. They're black furry handcuffs.
From David Hasselhoff
yeah.
to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're going to jump in his car?
Pop them back in the box. What? Seriously,
now,
what is going on with him at the moment?
I don't know, but I'm thinking they might be more embarrassing to take on the bus home than the flowers.
Weird. Why has he sent me those? Maybe the statement he said a long time ago is true.
I am David Hasselhoff. Well, I quite fancy Scott today.
It all makes sense now, doesn't it? Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, Scott, it's Matt.
Hi, Matt, how can I help?
I've just been reading a lovely article about you and that National Treasure, Joe Wiley.
Oh, right, where was that?
It's in this month's Gay Times magazine.
Oh, OK. I've not seen this yet. What does it say?
Oh, well, it's basically how you first two bonded over a few crates of wine at some party. But, you know, I'm quite surprised because I never knew she was gay.
I didn't know she was gay either.
No, I'm amazed.
That's amazing.
I know, and there's a hit, mind you, there's a lovely picture of the two of you, but she's got some hideous wallpaper.
That's not her wallpaper. That's the Radio 1 kind of lounge bit, the green room. That's not her responsible. She probably got something similar, though, hasn't she?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Oh. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Imagine her curtains. In her house. Oh, it's going to be a good one. I can just feel it.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Very good. Now, I got your email, and I felt that I had to call you about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I need the whole story. You went out with this girl. We're not going to give her actual name, right?
Okay.
So I thought we'd call her Emma, because if you remember, all Emmas are evil.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Mm.
And when was it that you went out with this Emma, as we're calling her now?
It was about 2 weeks ago I went out with Emma.
Right. And it wasn't a long relationship, no?
Not really, no. Basically, one meal.
Okay.
Wow, that long.
It's not long.
Yeah, yeah. So,
did you like her or what?
Yeah, it was nice enough, but just didn't really fancy her particularly.
Right. So how did you meet her then?
Well, I was out for a few drinks with my workmates, and I think she's one of their friends, so sort of got talking as you do, and she seemed quite nice, and she said, do you want to go for something to eat at some point?
All right.
Like, yeah, why not?
So you went for dinner. Where'd you go?
Just to an Italian restaurant.
But you weren't that keen on her, really?
She's nice enough. Just didn't really fancy her.
All right. Did you fancy her in the pub that night, though, when you were with your workmates?
Yeah, but only after a couple of beers.
Right, okay.
You had your beer goggles on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've had the Italian meal. It was fine, but nothing special.
Yep.
Did you try anything on at the end of the evening?
No, got a lift home and that was it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, honestly.
You can tell us, that's fine.
No, swear on chopper's life.
All right.
Wow.
So you didn't invite her in for coffee then?
No coffee business going on.
All right. So the date ends nicely and she gives you a lift home. You say goodnight.
Yeah.
Did you kiss her?
No.
On the cheek?
No, none of that.
All right.
I'm a gentleman.
So what happened after that?
Sort of the next day I was thinking about it and I was like, she's nice enough and didn't want to sort of lead her on. I don't think I did, but so I sort of phoned up and left a message saying, oh, thanks for last night, thanks for the lift, but don't think
I don't think it's going to go anywhere, really.
All right.
Hope you don't mind.
Did you actually speak to her?
No, no, left a message on her phone.
Oh, okay. Better than a text.
Yes. More personal.
Or George's friend who got done by a cookie. Remember that? What was that? It was George who reads the news. Her friend, like, we're talking about those giant cookies off the 90s that you used to be able to get. You know, with the icing with, like, happy birthday on.
And it just said you're dumped on it, didn't it?
All right, so you left her a message, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Well, I got one back the next day, and she was sort of saying, oh, you've left your jumper in my car.
Right, okay, now I've got this message, right?
Yeah.
Because you've emailed me them. So, would you like to have a listen to these?
Yes.
Right. So, Simon has dumped Emma, as we're calling her, by leaving an answer phone message, and then he gets this one back from her, right?
Hi, just wondering if you wanted to come over tonight. You left your jumper in my car, so I was wondering if you wanted to come and pick it up, and I'll make some dinner as well if you want to. Anyway, let me know. All right, speak to you soon. Bye.
You left your jumper in her car, did you?
Yeah, it was an accident, honestly. Didn't do it deliberately.
Of course it was.
So you did leave your jumper there?
Yeah.
Notice, though, she did invite him round for dinner on the message. Mm. It wasn't just the jumper that got mentioned. So what did you think at this point?
I decided it wasn't in the best interest to go and go for the dinner. We agreed to meet on Friday lunchtime, because I only get an hour at work, so I've only got an hour to spend with her if
so
things went badly.
So you can get the jumper and then run away quick?
Yeah. Then I got these two messages.
This is where it gets really
right.
Good.
Okay,
let's have a listen to these.
Hi, it's me. Just trying to work out what the problem is, really. I don't know if maybe when we met up it was because I was late and because I couldn't really do anything about the traffic, so that wasn't really my fault. I don't know, maybe it's what I told you about my brother, but I'm just really not sure what the problem is. So if you can just call me back. Okay, thanks.
Oh, the paranoia's setting in now. What does she say about her brother, then?
Oh, he was in prison once or something, but it didn't really bother me.
All right.
One of those comments, isn't it?
And the second message I've got here as well. Imagine if this was you.
Hello, this is David here, dad. If you can give me a call on this number, 07-01. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's her dad. Imagine, okay, dumping a girl after one date and then you get this on your answer phone.
Hello, this is David here, dad. If you can give me a call on this number, 07-01. Thank you.
So what did you do?
It was all getting a little bit freaky, so I thought I'm just going to leave it.
All right. So you didn't meet up with her?
No.
In case you brought her dad?
Yeah, I'm not going to be starting.
And her brother.
Or her brother, more worryingly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who are you more scared of, her brother or her dad?
So, okay, then what happens?
I got another message from her dad.
Message two from the father. Here it is.
Hello, this is David. If you want your property back, I suggest you give us a call as soon as you can. Thank you.
It's the whole family.
Yeah.
The whole family, bonkers.
He even makes it more official by referring to it as property, as opposed to just your jumper.
If you want your property back, I suggest you give us a call as soon as you can. Thank you.
Now, this is the good bit. Tell me what happened next.
Well, then I got the weirdest message that I'd received.
This is one of my favourites that we've played for a while, OK? Have a listen to this.
Hello. Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Listen to this. That's your jumper. Say goodbye.
Oh, my God! Right, yeah. So all that you've done is go out with a girl, then you say after one meal you don't want to see her anymore, and you want your jumper back, but then she is cutting up your jumper on that message.
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Hello? Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Listen to this. That's your jumper. Say goodbye.
Well, she sounds useful with a pair of scissors there, doesn't she?
I don't think I'll be letting her cut my hair, though.
No, good job it didn't go any further.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything since?
No, nothing.
So how long ago was that you got that message?
About a week ago now, probably.
Right. And no bits of your jumper have arrived through the post or anything at this point?
No, not at the moment. Although
not even an envelope containing a sleeve or anything like that?
No, no, not yet.
That is proper scary.
Yeah.
Hello, are you listening? This is your jumper. Say goodbye.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
I've never been more popular, have I?
No, you haven't.
Earlier, just at the start of the show at 4 o'clock, a large pink box arrived to the studio. And inside the lovely box is a pair of black furry handcuffs from David Hasselhoff, with a note on the front saying, "Can you handle the Hoff? D. Hasselhoff, kiss, kiss." Right, now, an identical pink box has arrived.
Again addressed to you, and the message says, "Last night, a DH saved my life. David Hasselhoff, two kisses." In the same pink box. More black tissue.
What is it?
Oh, my God. It is a leather thong with zip. Front access there. There you go. And a whip.
from the Hoff.
From a leather whip from the Hoff now to go with your leather thong and handcuffs.
I'm going to pop these pants on now.
Oh, please don't.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Jack.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Brackley at the moment, near Banbury.
Okay, and tell me about your pastime, please.
Pastime? Well, I've been, like, voted fourth biggest Simpson fan in Britain, and, like, I love them to pieces. Might be sad, but I love them.
Right, and you hired an artist to professionally paint your room?
Yep.
With the Simpsons?
Yep, like, I've got a mate with me now, and he thinks it's sad, but I love it.
Wow. So you're the official Simpsons fourth biggest fan in England?
Yep, I'm in one of the comics.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't impress the ladies, but I love it.
Love ya. What about, can I test your knowledge now, maybe?
Yeah, go for it. Okay, if I don't know it, I'll cry.
Right, what's Krusty the Clown's real name?
Krusty the Clown's real name?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God. I'm actually going to kill myself.
No, don't do that, please.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I've really ruined your day. All I wanted to do is play your record on your call.
Don't do that.
It's
fine. I
can't
believe I'll do that, Lowell.
Herschel Krustofsky.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Tippy song.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Another present has arrived from the Hoff.
What is it? What is it? What is it? What
I'm
is
just
it?
Just opening it now.
Is there a message?
No message this time.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
It's a leather blindfold. It's like a sleep mask thing, isn't it, that you get on planes. Yeah, but it's leather and studded.
Okay, there is a message inside.
Yeah.
Read it.
For more fun, call me.
And then there's a mobile number. Don't read it out.
07713.
No. Don't read it out. Don't. That could be the Hoff's UK mobile.
For more fun, call me.
Let's call it now.
Well, hang on. There you go.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't know this. Okay.
Hello? Hello.
Oh, my... You cow.
Well, lucky boy. Lucky you. You call me a sex pest. You have a sex pest.
Oh, my God. I really thought the Hoff was sending me leather thongs.
He might be. You never know.
Joe Wiley.
I might just be a vessel between the two of you.
That is a go-between.
Oh,
maybe
God.
The Hoff called me. You're disappointed now, aren't you?
No, I'm quite relieved, to be honest.
Did you buy it all yourself?
Well, no, the Hoff gave me his credit card details, obviously.
I'm quite glad that it was you. What a lovely article of us both in Gay Times as well.
I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't realise you were gay.
I always have been secretly.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to speak to you, finally.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine, it's fine. Love Bye. You.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.